This podcast episode is powered by AfriPods, the world's number one podcasting platform for African stories.
Hello guys, welcome to another episode of the Kenyan World Seed Podcast. My name is Eric Asuma and I will be your host today. In today's show, we have Mr. Korega Mwebesa, who is the CEO of the Central Depository and Settlement Corporation, which is the local registration or registrar for local securities market. Mr. Mwebesa has over 25 years experience in corporate leadership in the local financial services sector, with a bit of expertise spanning in banking, wealth, investment management, capital markets, securities trading, among others. So he's led a number of local corporations from the Nairobi Securities Exchange, led a number of deals, which include the Stanlib, IREIT, among so many others. So Mr. Nkore, it's a pleasure to have you here today.
Thank you, Eric. It's a pleasure to be here.
So as we kick this off, it's basically we want to chat about the state of local capital markets and given your experience, how the journey has been, and given the kind of organizations that you've led over the years. How will you say, in your 25-year experience, how will you say the local financial markets has changed or the industry has changed over the years?
So I think if I use my journey as a proxy for how things have changed, I think when I ventured into the capital markets, really on the buy side, about 20 years ago now, out of banking, it wasn't clear that I would have a career to the end, you know. So 20 years in the capital markets, you know, just shows you that things have really grown, you know. We have many young Kenyans who are working in this industry, or in this sector, should I say, in the different industries in the sector. You've got the fund management industry has come of age. That's a buy side, your stock broking / investment banking. You've got, you know, very successful investment bankers there, sales traders, investment traders. So it's really come a long way. And I think there might be some frustration, especially when you think about listings on the exchange, when you think about products not coming through, especially in the last 10 years. But it is a viable venture, if I can put it that way. It's a viable market. And maybe we just need to go back to the drawing board to try and improve things. We've got the right infrastructure as far as the trading at the exchange is concerned, as far as the depository and settlement is concerned at the CDSE. Those are not issues. Those are in place and they're working very well. But I think maybe there's need to just take a step back and try and do something about the products, which I think we're all trying to do in the sector.
Okay. Thanks. You appointed at the helm of the CDSE around February 2020, I think, when the pandemic was just starting. And I think shortly we discussed about how important technology is in this particular industry. What will you say will be like the key area of focus during your tenure at the CDSE? What will be your key focus area?
It's just coincidental that my appointment coincided with the expiry of a strategy cycle at the CDSE, which was ending at the end of 2020. And so what we did for most of last year was to start to craft a new strategic direction for CDSE. And after, I think CDSE, we're now about 16, 17 years old, been around for since 2004, I believe. One of the things that there's certain key shifts, paradigm shifts we want to make as an organization. The first one, which might appear a bit pedantic or benign, is that we want to refocus our energies on the client. And for us, our client is the investor, be you institutional, retail, high net worth, foreign. Those are the people who hold accounts in the CDS. And we've not really focused much on them because we use intermediaries to get to them. We use agents. But we want to change that mindset to really work for the investors. That doesn't mean we're going to ignore our agents and our intermediaries. No, we'll continue to enable them. But the focus has got to be on the end user of our services. You hopefully start to see that in the type of products or access that we and services that we offer going forward. We believe that we are a technology-driven company. There could be arguments as to whether we are really a fintech or not, but we do provide a financial service of sorts in the clearing and settlement of securities that trade on the exchange electronically through technology. So one of the things we want to do is to enhance that capability. Our new system, the first change of the infrastructure that has ever happened was concluded in towards the end of 2019. It's now more or less bedded down. There's still some bits and pieces that we need to add on, which will be delivered hopefully in the next 6 to 12 months. Some of the key changes we have in the new system is that we are now SWIFT enabled. We will be delivering several API endpoints before the end of this year to allow end users of our agents to almost seamlessly and in real time connect directly to the CDS. So what are we saying? By the end of this year, if you're a client of Broker X and you want to trade, you can trade directly through whatever app they have into the CDS. If you want to open an account, if you want to do changes to your account, those will all be automated to allow faster access and more seamless and real-time access for the investor. So this is probably really geared at the retail and high net worth investors. And we believe that it should improve activity at the exchange once that is settled down. And this really came about because of a clamor for that kind of access when the country went into lockdown in March and people couldn't access the offices of their agents, of our agents, should I say, of their brokers and or investment banks. And so we had to find a way to allow that access. I think it was never envisaged before. So that's will be a new add-on before the end of the year. We now have a multi-currency, multi-asset depository and settlement function. So it's all geared towards really improving the experience of the end user of our services.
Great. I think that's going to be a game changer for the local capital markets. I think if CDSC can manage to do that, given our API, I think that's going to be a game changer. I think that coincides with, I think there was a reason when appointments are bringing in people with some sort of good experience in the technology and telecommunication sector. I think that's going to be massive, and it's going to change, I think, from local, not just the agents, but even from local startups, local financial institutions, that's going to increase uptakes. Speaking of product uptake, maybe you can mention briefly about, I think the last time I checked, we had about 1.9 million investor accounts, CDS accounts. I don't know if that's gone up. And out of these accounts, how many will you say are active investors? So this 1.9, or the number's gone up?
Okay, I think the number is slightly higher, or probably in the region of about 2.4, I think. But many of those might not be distinct accounts. So distinct accounts would probably be in the range, maybe slightly lower than what you're saying. But a lot of these, as you allude to, inactive or dormant. It's interesting. We actually have only about 1.5% of that account base active at any one point in time. And so one of the key initiatives or deliverables that we want to do as CDSC is to try and double that in the next 2 years or so. So a lot of these things that we're putting in place, like I mentioned, the kind of access we want to give is to allow people to be able to trade, without too much hassle. So, you know, I don't think we'll ever have all accounts trading, but I think if we could double in the next 2 to 3 years and then maybe look at another campaign to try and increase to maybe close to 5%, I think you'll see a big change in the activity at the market?
I think CDSE last year, I think if I'm not wrong, that was last year when you introduced the securities lending and borrowing. What has been the interest in this particular product from an uptake from both retail and institutional investors?
Okay, so what we've seen with the securities lending and borrowing, which is still in pilot phase, if I can put it that way, in the regulatory sandbox of the Capital Markets Authority, is that there is a lot of interest. When we speak to people, you know, since we went into the sandbox to pilot it around April, May last year, we've spent a lot of time trying to educate and create awareness in the various stakeholder bases. You've got your fund managers who we believe will be very key, because institutional investor base is probably the biggest provider of assets for lending. And they will probably also have other trading strategies that would require them to borrow securities. We're also talking to our agents, that's both custodian and stockbroking agents, because they'll also be very key in this process, especially for the stockbrokers where the retail investors are concerned. We've also been trying to reach out to the general public through webinars. Our strategy is once we get into the live environment, which we have applied for, or in the process of applying for now, from the regulator, we'll create a lot more visibility within the general public so that we also get the retail investors on board. But there's been a lot of interest, which is not to say that there's been a lot of uptake. So in the pilot, we've had about 7 to 8 registrations of agents. We've had a few transactions go through and we built, the system is working. So everything is in place. What we're getting from some feedback is maybe people are waiting for it to go live before they participate fully. We know there's still a lot of market awareness to be done, a lot of education. So you'll continue to see us out there talking about the product or the platform. And then we're going to tweak some of the requirements also as we go along to make it easier for the agents to also participate or get their clients to participate. So, I mean, the progress has been slow. It's a new product. Intuitively, people understand it. But, you know, getting the call to action has been a bit slow in the pilot phase. We're hoping that once we go into the live arena, we will see more uptake. But we are ready to launch, and we should be able to do that in the next few weeks.
Interesting. I think that's quite commendable. And I think one of the most notable things when you look at our capital markets is the nature of how open our capital markets regulator is. I think when you compare our regulator compared to other regulators across Africa, I think our regulator is quite more open with regards to new ideas, new innovations. And I've seen quite a number of companies going into the sandbox, coming out successfully, and CDSE is one of them. Maybe how would you say the experience has been in the sandbox testing environment?
Let me start by maybe saying I was remiss in not giving credit to the regulator when we earlier talked about the progress of the industry or the sector over the last 20 to 25 years. I mean, without that support from the Capital Markets Authority, we probably would not have gotten to this stage. And certainly in the last maybe 10 years or so, they've changed their approach to the market and taken their market development role quite seriously. So we've not had any issues as far as the sandbox is concerned. We get a lot of support. The regulator is available and is open to, you know, tweaking and changing of issues or items within the product so that we are able to launch. So they're very supportive and they're always available. We do a monthly report on progress. They question some of the issues. They give us even tips here and there. So it's a very good relationship that we have with the regulator, CDSE, and CME as our regulator. So I'd say, I mean, the regulator has really stepped up in that regard and is quite open-minded in terms of helping players bring new products to the market.
Interesting. I think as we close this off, I would like us to speak a little bit around education of such new products, and I think basing on how tech plays an important role in this particular sector. Maybe one of the things that you mentioned earlier is that CDS has been running a campaign around trying to reactivate some of those dormant accounts. Maybe you can touch a little bit how that campaign has performed. And then as you close, maybe you can also touch on some of the exciting innovations. You mentioned the API. Maybe you can also touch on other exciting innovations that you are looking at in the area of automation, clearing, settlements, regarding both regarding transactions in the local capital markets.
Okay, thank you, Eric. I think, like I mentioned earlier, we are hoping, we're trying to increase to double the number of active accounts in the CDS. And we believe that will, you know, really improve the throughput at the exchange. And we should see much higher volumes of trading. Now, one of the things we're doing currently is running an activation campaign, a CDS account activation campaign, where we are getting in touch with dormant and inactive accounts holders, asking them to, you know, look into it, reactivate, speak to their stockbrokers. And it has actually been very successful. We've only been running it for the month of April and May. It's an SMS and email campaign. And we've been able to get close to 4,500 formerly dormant or inactive accounts reactivated start to trade. So what we've seen in the last 2 months is that those accounts now constitute about 15% of the active accounts on the exchange or in the CDS. So it's been fairly successful. Probably in hindsight, it looks like a very intuitive thing to do and should have been done earlier. It's a low-hanging fruit. But like we said earlier, maybe there are other factors that might have also contributed to that, with the pandemic coming and maybe some people needing to look for new ways to generate income, or just the fact that they're working from home, they have maybe some more free time. But we've been able to capitalize because I don't think it's not a linear issue here. There must be other factors contributing, but it's been very successful. We're very happy, so we'll continue to do it and probably improve it. Of course, there could be some pockets of dissatisfaction if you get too many emails or SMSs from one entity. So we want to see how to change that or to rationalize that. So, I mean, we are not trying to be intrusive on anyone. All we're trying to say is that, look, your account has shares. You've not traded in the last 3 years. Market dynamics have changed. Why don't you look into it? There's a reason why you came to the market in the first place, and that was to make some return. So reactivate your account and let's see what we can do. It's been very, very successful. In terms of the other things that we're doing, I spoke about the API. We believe that will enable a lot of our agents and stakeholders. We will also be introducing an investor portal directly to the CDS in the delivery of the other add-ons to the new system that I talked about. And that should also then allow, more freedom or independence for the, especially the retail investors. We'll be able to access their accounts directly to make changes, to inquire, to check on their balances, etc. And we think that will be a big game changer as well. It'll make the whole infrastructure more open and more democratic for all our stakeholders. I said that the new system is multi-asset, multi-currency. So some of the other things we're looking at, without saying too much, is we're looking at other markets that trade in this economy and in the region. So what do I mean? For example, if it's commodities, we're able to do the settlement and clearing for commodities. We already have processes and systems in place, connectivity to banks, settlement banks, and of course, the Central Bank of Kenya. We already have discussions with some of the commodity trading platforms in the country, and we're hoping to be able to move on that. The other thing we'll be looking at is helping microfinance or mobile lending entities to enhance their ability to lend safely through using securities on the exchange as collateral. So we're looking to see how to connect through tech to some of those platforms to make it easier for them to offer their services. And we provide the security in terms of the freezing of the shares that have been pledged. We believe there is some area of convergence between our depository, for that matter, and some of those lenders. So we'll be looking at that as well. I obviously can't say too much at this point in time, but those are some of the things that we're working on as CDSC.
Okay. Thanks a lot, Mr. Nkoregaba, for the time. I really enjoyed the session and looking forward to chatting again more with you around the developments of the local capital markets.
Thank you.